The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Oh, friends. Exploring the theme of time, and today with the exploration of identity and time, becoming in time. So one who's involved in desires and attachment to pleasures tied to the agreeable grieves over what has passed away. Such a one is not freed from suffering. So the Buddha understood something extraordinarily subtle, that human beings don't merely remember the past, but we build our identities, ourselves, out of time, past, present, and future. So the self, this being that we construct, is something that we're continually making. It's a continuity making device of our mind psychology, and we also continually make this being from memory, from anticipation, from preference, from fear, from narrative, from habit. And this whole process that we keep making and making, we call it me. In fact, the word in Pali, mana, which is often translated as conceit, and it's the last fetter to drop at the fourth stage of enlightenment, Joseph Goldstein translates and uses it as this feeling of I was, I am, I will be. I was, I am, I will be. The sense of me in time, right? Wow, the time is already here, right? This concept of time is interwoven into suffering, into becoming, into freedom. So who would you be without your favorite story about yourself? And the favorite story could be the story of either great success or happiness or the greatest wound. Who would you be without that? Are we loyal? Are we loyal to our stories and time? It's not about denial. It's really about loosening our identification and this becoming, continually becoming. So the Buddha emphasized not self, anatta, not as abstract philosophy, but because clinging to a temporal identity creates suffering. And often our identity from in the present is constructed from the past stories. So the teaching on bhavana, becoming this profound teaching, independent origination, bhava. I'm saying bhavana, which is wholesome cultivation. Let that go an extra N. Bhava, becoming, bhava. Bhava, becoming. The mind is constantly leaning forward to become loved, safe, becoming someone, from becoming nobody, becoming somebody, successful, loved, awakened. And psychological time is often powered by craving, this craving of moving forward into becoming bhava. And also notice, here's an invitation for a reflection. Notice if also And besides the past, you know, the stories from the past that give us a sense of self and identity, it's also whether there is a feeling in the mind, or a thought in the mind that I will finally be okay when X, Y, Z happens, I will finally be okay. When, and many of us live our lives that way. I remember when I was in graduate school, actually, it occurred to me that so many of my colleagues and friends were postponing their lives until graduate school was over. That was a phase in life, and anything can happen at any time, of course. Another theme I want to bring in today is this idea of being frozen in the past. And some people become, and maybe we become, frozen at times around an old hurt, a betrayal, a loss, an identity, a success, or a failure. And I want to share a couple of stories from this book that I love, Einstein's Dreams by Alan Lightman. And Alan Lightman is a physicist and philosopher. And in that book, Einstein's Dreams, he has all these stories of vignettes of different worlds where time works differently. And I want to bring in a couple of stories to make this point, a couple of short passages. And so, one story that he talks about is, yes, here it is. So, there's a man in a house below the mountains, and on his walls hang his certificates of excellence from school. His trophies fill his shelves. On the table is a photograph of him as a young captain of the fencing team, his arm around his friends who've long since gone on to become engineers, bankers, married Asian, etc. And his old fencing clothes are still in the dresser, 20 years unworn, and they no longer fit. And a friend who has been trying for years to introduce him to new people sits with him, nods politely, and quietly struggles to breathe in that tiny sealed room. That's one story. In another house, a woman looks at the photograph of her son, young and smiling and bright. She writes letters to him to an address where he no longer lives. He imagines the warm replies. And when her son, older now, his face changed, his life hard, actually knocks on the door, she does not answer. When he calls up to her window, she does not hear him. When he leaves notes begging to see her, she throws them out unopened. In the morning, she looks again at the photograph of the bright boy and writes another loving letter to the address where no one is. So Lightman ends that work with a line that is beautiful. And he says that the tragedy of this world is that everyone is alone. Whether you're stuck in a moment of pain or a moment of joy, it doesn't matter, because a life lived in the past cannot be shared with anyone in the present. Each person stuck in time is stuck alone. So, stuck in time. Is there anything about our being that is stuck in time alone? Again, it does not mean bypassing trauma or grief, but allowing life to move, to keep moving, to continue moving. We are time. It's not that we have time. We are time, as Heidegger says. We are time. So, allowing time to continue to move. So, the considering that also modern neuroscience increasingly suggests that memory is reconstructive rather than perfectly archival. We know this, right? It's not archival. We pick and choose what we want to remember. We make new narratives. So every remembering is a recreation, is a reenactment. You know how reenactments are not exactly the same thing. And the self is not a fixed subject traveling through time. It's a process. It's an ongoing process. So the freedom is in realizing that we are less prisoned by who we think we are, less defined by stories in time, past stories, future stories, becoming Baba, becoming someone in the future, someone who's been in the past. So the invitation for practice today is not so much erasing memories, abandoning responsibility, or becoming unattached or detached rather from ordinary life. But the invitation is flexibility. Can there be flexibility? Can there be forgiveness? Can there be fluidity? Can there be greater intimacy with immediacy? Greater intimacy with immediacy. Maybe that's the phrase I want to leave you with for today. Greater intimacy with immediacy. And perhaps awakening is not creating the perfect future self, but relaxing the compulsive project of becoming Bhava, becoming. So with that, I thank you, friends, for your practice, your presence, and look forward to seeing, well, feeling. I don't see you, you see me. It's one directional. Feeling your presence on with your comments and with your presence tomorrow as we continue this series on time. Being in time, practicing in time, being time-bounded beings. So thank you all. May you have intimacy with immediacy today.